Third pack of Yevamis Mishneh Hey, continuing these situations which multiple sisters have fell to the situation of Yibum. Shloisha Achim Shnei Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos. We have three brothers and two of them married two sisters. Ve'echad Mufna, and the third one is not married. Meis Echad Mibalei Achoyos. One of the ones who married one of the sisters died. So we'll give them names. Reuven and Shimon are still alive, and the woman that is now eligible for Yibum is a sister of Reuven's wife, but Shimon is not married, so he can do the Yibum. So basically Reuven cannot do the Yibum because this is his wife's sister, can't marry two sisters, and the other one can. Also Bamufna Maimer, the second brother, Mr. Shimon, did Maimer. Maimer, we said, is not the full Yibum, it's Kedushim to the Yivama, which is a Tinder Rabbanon, and she's considered partially connected to him through this Maimer. V'yachakach meis ochav asheni, and afterwards, the second brother died. So, basically, Mr. Shimon only did this Maimer to the first sister, and then the second brother died, and now the second sister is pending Yibum. So the question is, how do we look at this one who did the maimer to the sister? If he's married to the sister, then there's no yibum for the second sister because she's the sister of his wife. If he's not yet married, then he has two sisters that are pending yibum and he can't do yibum to any of them. So Vishami holds that this maimer is not just din de rabbon and has implications to Raisa, that it's considered his wife, and therefore haloi teitzei mishum achris isha, and the other one is potter, she can get married to anybody else because she's the sister of this wife. And that we learned before, that the sister of one's wife falls to Yibum, is eligible to Yibum for this person. There's no Yibum, no Chalitza. He says Maimer does not take effect on a full deraisa level. Therefore, he has to, or I'll call upon him, it's not enough to remove the zika of the second wife, and therefore Basil says Moitzis ish to beget. He has to divorce his wife. Why? Because this wife that he made maimer to now has a second, has her sisters also pending yibum, and since maimer is not considered that the yibum was already done, now there are two sisters that are pending yibum, so he has to give a divorce for the maimer, because we said the maimer is a type of kedushin which needs a divorce, and chalitza uba chalitza, he has to give her chalitza also because he did not remove the zika fully through the maimer. Beishes Ochiv, and the second sister that now is becoming eligible for Yibum, he didn't do maimer to her, he needs to do chalitza. Zuy Sha'amru, in this case they said, Oy loyal ishtoy, oy loyal eishes Ochiv. Woe to his wife and woe to his brother's wife, which is basically the sister of his wife, that he cannot marry either of the two.